The Scenic Drive with Rian.
So, all right, you remember the story of Sylvester, the lion that escaped twice. The second time they said, well, we're going to shoot it. When we find it, it's dead. So we got together. It was the breakfast show. We said to everybody, get behind this project, save Sylvester, and see if we can make sure that lion stays alive, which then happened.
Yep.
That morning, within 20 minutes, Save Sylvester was trending nationally, and thousands of people got behind this campaign. So eventually we phoned up one of the directors of Sandparks, and we said to him, listen, man, you're still planning to shoot this lion? Just look at your Twitter feed. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening on social media. And they backed down.
Sure.
So the lion was saved, and he was eventually moved to Kuzuko. Kuzuko is a private reserve there in the beautiful Karua. Then the Karua, if you look at the Eastern Cape part of Karua, is there. Yes, Moy. I've never in my life seen such a beautiful, beautiful stretch of South Africa. I've never been to P. I've been there once, but I've never been to that Karua stretch of it.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yes, it is gorgeous. It's damn gorgeous. And at night, you know, the temperature drops like you cannot believe. It's very hot in the day, and then typical Karua. But they released him there, and they were wondering, how is this lion going to adapt? And so first he made a friend, a lion called Phyllis. Two of them became best friends. And then, lo and behold, they also released two lionesses, and the two of them winged one another, and they each got themselves a goose. And out of these relationships, if you can put it out in human terms, four beautiful cubs were born, two for each. Two sons for Sylvester, and a son and a daughter for Phyllis. So what happens now is the two lionesses sort of roam the territory with the four cubs. Actually, it's five cubs. And the two males, the two buddies, then patrol the fences and make sure no one comes in. It's their territory. So anyway, so they said to me, you want to meet Sylvester because of what this radio station's listeners did for him. And I said, I would love to meet him. So they flew me down. I went to PE, and from there, 2 hours into the Karua. And it was a big thing. Like, are we going to see Sylvester or not? Because it is like 15,000 hectares. It is massive. So the first day, we went out on the Friday, and we went into the Karua and were looking for Sylvester. And yes, as we came around, we went up to a pass, and we literally drove into a herd of elephants. And the matriarch sort of came towards the vehicle, and she sort of threw a stick at us, like, get the hell out of here. And we reversed very slowly. And then took the pass, and as we just went through the pass, we came around a corner, and there lay, right next to the road, the two lionesses and the five little cubs. And they just had made a kill. And the cubs were sort of just hanging around their moms. And clearly, sort of, they're still sort of recovering from breakfast, but they already made the evening's kill. And they were just hanging around and just sitting there and watching these, like, kids play with their mothers, like just enjoying their mom's presence. So they're just tapping the mom on the head, and the mom would like chase them away and then come back again and tease her. But just incredible to see. And then knowing that these are Sylvester's kids, knowing that these kids wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the listeners of the station. So that night, unfortunately, we couldn't find Sylvester, and we went back. And I said to the GM there of Kuzuko, I said to him, Gerard, he said, did you get Sylvester? I said, I didn't. He said, I tell you what, get up tomorrow morning, and I promise you, I will make sure that we find Sylvester. He said, I'm going to get up extra early. I'm going to see if we can find him. So that night, we had a few Jägermeisters, too many.
As one does.
And shots, and I was saying to the kid, I don't know if we can get up tomorrow morning. Like, yes, it's early. But we decided, we did promise him, and we got up. You got on the vehicle, and
it's a magic part of the day in those places.
Beautiful.
And sunrise.
It came over the radio, and he said, I found it. And he said, this is where you need to go. And the ranger took the road, and there he was, Sylvester, and Felice, lying together next to the road as if this is just the best time of their lives. Mm. These two buddies just lying down and just watching us.
See the picture. Wow.
And looking at the lion and seeing him in person, and seeing this lion. And, you know, it was surreal to me because to me it was just a name. And I never met this lion, but seeing him there was probably one of the best moments of my life. And I'm not going to lie to you. It was incredible. And old Gerard was just opposite the fence in his vehicle. And he came over the radio and he says to me, "Are you believing what you see?" Mm. And I said to him, "No, I cannot believe it." So I took pictures. There's a video of the two lionesses with the cubs in their kill. I put that up for you. That's what we took. It's on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. Then pictures of Sylvester, the majestical Sylvester, and Sylvester and Felice. Those pictures are up on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now for you. Thank you to the incredible work of the guys there at Kazuku. They're making sure that he is safe and happy for the rest of his life with his family. Go check it out. Please watch that video. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I'm going to sit on it now.
Man. The videos are there and the pictures. We took them. It's not professional camera shots, but we took them. Enjoy. It's on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now.
The Scenic Drive with Rian.